The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Why? Simple question, why? It is the most asked question by kids, according to a survey carried out by Tesco. Followed on the charts by Where's My Insert Object Here and Do I Have to Go to School? That comes in at number three. Our reporter, Sarah Madden, has been speaking to parents on the street today to find out what are the most weird and wonderful questions they get every day.
Why? She's in that phase of life that everything's why. But why? Why? What color is the sky? Blue. But why? But why? Where's the sun gone? Behind these clouds. But why? But why?
Guys, what do you think you ask me the most?
No, mine gone. What are we doing today?
Yeah. Where are we going on holidays this year or something like that?
Who's my favourite football player?
Really?
Yeah.
Right, and what's the answer to that question?
I don't know. I don't have one. It's an impossible question.
Where's my shoes? Where's my bag?
Losing stuff all the time.
All the time, yeah. I do lose things a lot, and I just, like, I don't really know where to put them, so I just ask her, thinking she would know. And she normally does.
2 minutes and it's here. What would be the number one question you get asked?
It's probably, yeah, can we get a treat? That would be your question, Jack?
Can I have something nice?
Yeah. Definitely, all the time, constantly, yeah. Crisps, you know, cookies with chocolate chips in it, donuts, yeah, all the rubbish.
Chocolate bar, don't you?
Tesco research says the number one question parents are asked by their kids is what's for dinner. What goes through a parent's head when they get asked that question?
Help.
Huh?
Oh God, I don't know. What's for dinner?
And what's your favourite thing to have for dinner?
Probably pasta.
Yeah?
And like crisps.
Together?
No. Well, it's something I've never had, chocolate cake. I'd like to have chocolate cake for dinner.
Oh my God, the poor kid has never had chocolate cake. Anyway, parents and kids, speaking to our own reporter, Sarah Madden. Sheila O'Malley is with me, a wellness keynote speaker in the corporate sector. Sheila, I mean, that question, why? Let's start with that. The one that comes top of the list. I mean, is there a value in them continually asking us that question, or are they just trying to annoy us?
I know, sometimes it can seem like that, can't it, Kieran? But when you think about the question, why are they asking? Why are they doing it?
Well, you
because
tell
they're
me.
Learning, because they're learning. Well, they're learning, aren't they? You know, when you think about it, they, you know, they're curious and they're learning. And although it can drive us crazy, the reality is that their curiosity is fueling and driving their learning, you know. And the degree to which it sort of stays alive really is dependent on the parent's infinite patience. And that's why I always say parenting is the hardest job we ever do, because it really is. You know, at the end of a long day and you get 99 whys or whatever, it is difficult. It is difficult. But if you realize why they're doing it, that they're trying to make sense and order of a world so they can move through it independently eventually. You know, and some of the time it can be for attention seeking. That's true, you know, and it's a great way to get attention. So I think it's to recognize if that's what's happening. And maybe I often say, you know, the more attention you give, the less they demand. So even if you're, you know, do you see the blue car across the road or whatever, or how many registrations start with such a number or something just to occupy them. But, you know, it's also about to say, maybe it also would be good about maybe stay curious ourselves, you know. So why is the sky blue? Somebody said there. Well, why is the sky blue? I have no idea why it's blue. But maybe on occasion it might be good, you know, to sort of say, well, gosh, I don't know. You know, why do you think? And put the question back to them. Well, why do you think? You know, or otherwise maybe search for an answer together. But if we think about why they're asking, why do you think a toddler or a young child is asking that question? Because, you know, they are learning and they need our help with that.
And so how do you fob them off, though, when you don't have time to do any of that? Or you're kind of distracted by something and this is an annoyance and you don't want to snap at them or tell them they're being an annoyance,
yeah,
of course. So how do you kind of fob them,
yeah,
off in what's a much nicer way?
I agree. It can happen at a time that you can be very busy. And, I mean, you put it back to them. You know, well, why do you think that? Or even say, you know, I'm not really sure. What do you think? You know, and just put it back to them, you know. And it's also, very good for us as parents to be real with our kids and say, you know, I really want to answer that question, but I'm going to have to start dinner in a couple of minutes or whatever. So what do you think, love? And maybe, you know, sure, maybe we'll come over here and you can help me and we can have a chat about it.
I wonder to a degree as well, like by encouraging them maybe to look it up themselves, not only are you buying yourself a bit of time and you're fobbing them off, you might actually equip them with the kind of the wherewithal to do this in the future.
Without a doubt. I mean, certainly, I mean, there was some research which is quite startling that a one-year-old that points their finger and points to an object, that if you actually give the one-year-old the object, they will continue to point. But if you don't, they will stop pointing. So when we realize that actually, you know, what we do as parents in those early years is pivotal to whether they remain maybe the curious toddler and the curious teen and thereby the curious adults. And really no better way than taking that deep breath, trying to remain curious yourself, putting it back to them, maybe recognize are they attention and you know, just to come in with that bit of attention and set them up with their coloring books or their Lego or whatever, if it's time that you need a bit of time to yourself. But most of all, you know, that to recognize this, my ability, you know, to respond is crucial and it has a significant influence on the child's growth.
Sheila O'Malley, wellness keynote speaker in the corporate sector. Sheila, thanks a million for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.